forever. Dog.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
For another steaming,
piping,
scalding,
serving of
hot gas.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some hot gas. Well,
hoopla, hoopla,
nothing
hoopla.
Really going on.
Not much.
Why don't we just skip this whole section? There's nothing really going on in the world.
Epidemia.
It's all changing so rapidly. So we're taping this on a Sunday. It's not coming out until Friday. It might be obsolete. All we're saying is stay strong. Try not to go out as much as you can. That's my blanket statement.
Yeah.
In Corona Town. So let's talk about some shit that's not that right now.
I was just going to tell people to jerk off and masturbate a lot because that fills up so much time.
Yeah.
And then there's always stuff that you can look at that's new. You could do it with your other hand.
Mm-hmm.
Sit on your one hand until it's dead and then jerk yourself off and then it feels like somebody else.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe it's time to start trying toys.
Oh.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
I've been busy.
I bet.
What about you? What have you been doing to fill the time?
Well, before the end times descended, we did one last gig, and it was called the Trixie Chicks.
One last gig.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. It was a country-themed drag show. We all got to feel our Trixie Mattel fantasy.
All looked beautiful. All the beauty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lola and Jeremy, we're gonna do this thing where we dress like Trixie Mattel. They were like, "So wait, we have to paint like Trixie Mattel?" I was like, "Yes, that's the whole point."
Lola had eyeliner on.
She did her best. She did the tiny version,
the teeny
bird featured version, the Courtney Act version of Trixie Mattel
for sure.
Yeah.
Jeremy was a humdinger ringer for me apparently because I was tagged in many a photo. But it was a fun gig, and it was at my favorite bar, Precinct, and I'm hopeful that all these bars will be given the same kind of, like, you know, leeway that we're all hoping for with, like, rent and mortgages and stuff, because what's going to happen?
Because these are important places who rely on our business to stay open. Precinct is a staple in our community, and now is forced to shut their doors to people.
They do have food, though, so can they be considered a eating establishment?
No, they just shut down.
They did?
Yeah, they just posted. He shut down until
further notice?
Yeah, further notice.
So it's going to be a huge hit to a great many, lots and lots and lots of people in every avenue. But, I mean, I know how special of a place it is for community and for art and, like, getting to do a show like the Trixie Chicks. I'm glad that we got to do that.
And they finally put my picture on the wall, too. We're going to post it on the Race Chaser Pod, and you can go see what I mean about that.
Is that on the men's room wall?
No, I was casually gazing at all the photos of the lovely queens.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Oh, I'm in that background behind Alaska when she won. I'm officially on the wall."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You can see my hair and my ponytail.
I love that.
So I made it. She made it.
So as we move into this new era, it's really important to support drag queens. And you can find them on social media, and you can figure out a way to support them by sending them digital tips via Venmo or Cash App. You can buy some merchandise right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to keep the wealth moving throughout our community however we can, because a lot of girls, it was like overnight. They were like, oh, well, the gigs I had lined up for the next week are now completely gone.
Gone.
And for the next several weeks, it's not going to be any different.
But, I mean, necessity is the mother of all invention, and leave it to drag queens to figure out a way to make a buck. And yeah. Bitch Pudding, friend of the pod, is putting together a digital drag show for tonight on Twitch. So if you have Twitch, hit
even
up.
Even if you don't have Twitch.
Even if you don't have Twitch, you can tune in and support for all the talent. I'm not touching your phone.
I'm holding it so you can read it.
I can't see it. My lashes are too big. I'm in full drag.
It says, Twitch is available to be watched by everyone with an internet connection. It's a live streaming platform. So this is 7 p.m. on what, Friday?
On Friday, which is when this comes out.
7 p.m. Pacific time on Friday, twitch.tv/bitchpuddin, which is spelled BIQTCHPUDDIN. So, and I'm going to be part of that live online drag show with Bitch Pudding. So tune in.
Okay. Do you do it from your house?
She told me all you need is like Skype and you can be part of it.
Oh, wow.
You should do it too.
I mean, maybe I'll do a pop-up.
Just do a number for virtual tips.
Are we pooling virtual tips? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Guys, seriously, tune in and support talent from all over the nation. And it'll probably be a good time, hopefully.
I think this will be a trend that we're going to see more and more. Mm-hmm. And I think it could, like you said, necessity, mother of invention. So this is a way for drag to still happen regardless of time zone or location. So we could start to see some really interesting lineups that wouldn't physically be possible in a real space. Mm-hmm. So support these things. Let's keep the money
Don't
flowing.
Call them things.
The divas, the divas need us.
Yes.
Yes.
The divas do.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Fresh Air with Terry Gross is, but
it's like an NPR thing, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
So that's available to listen to if you want to hear some RuPaul.
How was it, Dip? Did you listen?
No, my dad did, and he called me.
Oh, yeah?
He was like,
don't you work for RuPaul?
That drag queen.
That drag queen you work for, RuPaul.
No, but he said he was like, he has a lot of good things to say that his mom told him when he was a kid.
Aww.
Yeah, they're the best things.
Yeah.
It's all his good phrases.
She once told me, if you see someone out the window who's drowning, pray for them. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. That one was...
You don't know that one?
Oh, it was
Is that
great.
In the books?
No, it was in an interview where like she and they were like, oh, well, she was paraphrasing. I was like, is she? It's a direct quote. I remember just being baffled by it and being like, was Joelle not in the room with you? Or
it was something like she was looking out the window of her like Manhattan like hotel or something. And she saw someone in the Hudson River drowning. And she said, me sending them positivity and good thoughts is more effective than anything else I can do. And it's the most helpful. And people afterward were like, wait a second. Did she just say she wants somebody die?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think it's a story for the sake. I think it's like an allegory. I don't think it actually happened. That's what I'm going to go ahead and go with.
I mean, one would hope it didn't.
Yeah.
But I would love to learn more about RuPaul and what makes her tick.
Listen to Terry Gross, Fresh Air.
Well, you can also try out the masterclass,
ooh,
which is online now and involves a lot of eyeliner.
We have to get into it. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either, but we'll see what's in the Race Chaser Budgie with the Forever Dogs and see if they could maybe... support the dolls in any way that they would like, mostly monetarily. And we'll get on that review because we have been promising reviews of it, but we are drag queens and we are not the most responsible people. Some of us don't even podcast in full drag anymore.
Dipper, we're looking at you.
Yeah. You may have put a toenail on, but I want to see nails on the hands too. Oh, those aren't fake toenails. Oh, are you a sun bear? We're going to need to trim those claws, Sun Bear.
Pedicure?
No. Pedicant, not pedicure. That pedicure needs a cure.
Very petty.
Ooh, pedicure. Messy pedicure. Messy and pedicure. I'm definitely going to do the masterclass, though, because I, growing up, RuPaul said a lot of great things that have helped guide me along my career. And I'm hoping that she continues to spout some of the same stuff.
Authenticity.
Authenticity.
Yeah.
That's right next to GeoCities, right?
Wait. What are you referring to?
Nothing.
Lycos?
Nothing and everything. Lycos.
Authenticity. She was saying GeoCity.
You think you're clever, don't you?
GeoCities, Yahoo, Netscape.
Wait, what was it? Chrome. Chrome.
Chrome is kind of new.
Chrome.
I'm talking about the old one. Firefox. Lycos. Do you remember Lycos?
Kate Beckinsdale?
Ask Jeeves.
Oh, Ask Jeeves. I used to use that all the time. Yeah. I thought you had to put it in the form of a question, though.
You were supposed to. Oh. Wait, did you say Netscape or Netscape?
Well, I don't know what you do after hours, but I said Netscape.
And if you Netscape, you need to wash your hands again. what was that? I don't always gape, but I...
I don't always gape, but when I do, I Netscape. I was looking for ding, but I pressed the wrong button.
Usually looking for a ding, press the dong. there is one thing at times of crisis that, you know, just help me. That's my Helix mattress. Now we'll just be throwing in extra ads and then sending the bill to the company. By the way, we talked about your mattress again. We're going to need some coin. BT Derb.
It is, we're very lucky that we're very lucky. I mean, I guess we're going to talk about this in our next segment because it's Let's Get Political. But we are very lucky that the podcast is something that we can do from a remote location. So we intend to continue on no matter what. We're going to continue bringing the episodes to you. We don't know what's going to happen with the advertisers, how much they're affected, but we plan on keeping on going.
Yeah, I think we can do it. And thank you for listening and tuning in. Also, tune in to our Rainbow Spotlight of the Week.
Ooh, tell me there's a Rainbow Spotlight.
There is a Rainbow Spotlight. It's by Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. And he's also a podcaster. And he's well known for social commentary and humorous IG stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got this great playlist that's all Corona themed with like bops, like Toxic is on it. And
oh, my God. So this is a COVID, it's called COVID-19, the playlist that he has curated. And some of the songs on it are Danger Zone, Point of No Return, Sitting Up in My Room, Caution by Mariah Carey, Dirty, I Think We're Alone Now. Wow. That's unique. Music is the healer. So let's give a listen to one of these great songs from Pet Shop Boy.
And girl, you can check it out on Spotify too, if you have Spotify.
It's not complicated. We just syncopated. We can read each other's minds. One love united. Two bodies synchronizing. Don't even need to touch me, baby.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should like try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
You know what time it is.
We are back. Yes, we are back, and it's that time. Pitch pipe. Here's the pitch pipe. Okay. All right. Let's get political. I wanna get political. Let me see your policy. Drusilla, Anastasia.
Time for music rehearsal.
I would like to see a poli-sci at once. Cinderella, of course you can join the podcast as soon as you clean the lace.
The lentils.
Clean the lace on the wigs by vanities upstairs. Yes, every single one of them. As soon as you resold the red bottoms on the shelf, every single pair.
Of course you can go to the ball.
Of course you can come to the podcast, darling. As soon as you rhinestone every single garment in the rack.
Commitment. Did you guys know that it's census time?
Who gives a fuck about it?
Are we gonna have
really?
Mail by Friday?
Really? The census? We're worried about the census?
They want to do a census just to see how many of us are dead.
Okay, no, the census is important.
Why? What does it do? Maybe it'll tell us in this outline.
Okay.
U.S. citizens will be mailed census information, which include a 12-digit census ID that you could use to log into mycensus2020.gov and fill out the census.
Okay,
wait,
so
what
you
is
can do
a
it
census?
Online.
Does it just do it count online. People or does it tell specific things about people?
Both, I believe. And, okay, the reason this is important, which it seems like in this world where so many things are in motion and kind of crazy right now, it's like, why does this matter? But this is important because it helps the government designate resources and allocate money based on how many people are in different areas and what their specific needs are. So if we're not all counted, the allocations won't be right.
But I mean, even if there are allocations, who's to say that Donald Trump won't just like dissolve an office, like, I don't know, based around like epidemics that could happen because he wanted to cut some budge, you know, like we're all going to do our part, but like fuck a census, let's figure out this electoral college. Can't we just like us as like voters make a list of things that we want them to fix first?
That's I mean, that's what voting is. That's the whole point.
Is it? Because I feel like my decision doesn't matter at all with this electoral college.
Well, in theory, it should matter, and it should, your voice should be heard, and that's the whole point.
Well, twice in my lifetime, the popular vote of America was not the president.
Yeah.
So twice, I feel betrayed by my country. And like
it feels antiquated.
Yeah, it feels like something needs to change, and it feels like all those white men that voted for no paid leave and then went on paid leave in Congress. That just feels like a giant slap in the face to all their constituents. And
it
like,
is.
I mean, I don't watch a lot of news. I just like, you know, like
it's
text
egregious.
And Minesweeper and stuff. And like, just the parts that I see frustrate me so hard. Like that these people are ruining our country and they're getting paid to do it. Well, they're getting paid very well.
Yeah.
Not tip spots.
I agree.
So like, how do we change this?
Well, the thing about the census, they do it every 10 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the hope is that current people in power will no longer be in power shortly. And this census will have much more of an effect.
That would be cool.
And there's no citizenship question on it. A lot of people were scared if you would have to mark your citizenship.
Good.
For like undocumented people.
It's good that that's not on there.
Yeah. Well, how are you feeling about the coronavirus?
How am I feeling about it?
Which
so good.
Yeah.
Never better.
So fun. Have you been hunkering down with anybody fun? Have you gotten any projects started that have been procrastinating? Or
I mean, it's very...
Have the wounds scabbed over?
It's very... To even be able to, like, do those sorts of things, though, is, like, a really, like... lucky and privileged place to come from for all this, because for a lot of people it's like they've had to keep going to work and being around people. I'm thinking of people who work in the medical industry, mm-hmm. or people who work selling us the groceries that people are buying way too fucking much of and clearing the shelves. They're coming into contact with tons of people because they don't have a choice. So like I think I'm feeling the collective like pain of that, because it's fucking up so many people's lives. Like, we're really lucky. We can still do a podcast, and that's like a job that we can still continue to do. Mm-hmm. But like, there's a lot of people who don't have that option. So I don't know. I mean, it's deeply fucked up, and I worry and it scares me, and yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know, most of my jobs
involve walking the streets and large groups of people.
Wow. I was gonna say that most of my jobs involve two people.
Oh, okay. Right,
and
of course.
Even the trade that isn't afraid to raw dog it with a stranger whose first name they don't even know, uh-huh. is saying, "Oh no, I'm staying in." I'm like, "Oh, now you want to be safe? Now you want to be safe?"
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yes.
Because remember when I talked about all the masturbation?
Yeah.
It's because I couldn't get anybody to come over to my house because I certainly wasn't leaving.
Yeah.
And I already cut the hole in the sheet and hung it up over the door.
Oh my God. It's probably for the best, because we're not, you know, being young and generally in good health, we're not going to die if we do come into contact with it, but it's going to create a larger, wider problem just if we continue to bounce into other people and keep it alive and keep it spreading and keep it moving around, mm-hmm. right? That's the idea of
social
distancing.
Wait, so if we get it, we won't die?
Well, we might, but we probably won't.
Okay, cool.
But we could carry it. We could carry it asymptomatically.
Have you seen this video?
Uh-uh. It's about fire?
No, it's the idea of the spread of something. So it's a line of matches. And if you just remove one match, then the fire doesn't spread.
Just get a lighter.
So by staying inside and avoiding contact with people, you could be that match that helps not spread the fire.
Yes.
You can match me on Queerty or Quibi.
Neither of those are
Chappy.
There you go.
Oh, wait, no, Chappy Queerty. Shut down. Chappy's Bumble now.
Not Chappy.
Oh, man, I did that. I did my little Chappy promo.
Catch me.
Catch me.
Catch me on Quibi.
Catch me is the new one.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I did a party for it.
Yeah.
At Nightingale. It's supposed to...
Sing sweet Nightingale! Sing sweet Nightingale! Ah!
the party I did for Catch Me, they told me that it was a dating app based more around interests and how you click with other users instead of looks. And I said, oh, cool, a dating app for blind people. And they, at that point, were not happy with me. So I was like, well, what should I say on the mic? They're like, oh, maybe we'll do a push-up competition to see how many people. I was like, this is stupid. Who's ever running this party is terrible.
You need to tell the man with the money to come here and pay me.
Don't be throwing no shade. Then the bitch tried to get me to make an announcement at 10:02 about something, and she told me I needed to focus. And I said, I'm only working till 10. Have a good night. Ooh. Yeah, it was great.
Focus on me.
Focus on me. That's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, we pre-record these episodes. This is probably the last one we'll be doing in person with one another for a little while.
But we are far away.
We're distancing ourselves. We've changed the setup. Luckily, Forever Dog Studios is a huge space.
I mean, the Getty does lease some space out from us for their archive collections.
I will say your makeup looks great from this distance.
Thank you so much. And I can barely smell your crystal deodorant. What's the crystal people that pay us?
Native.
I can...
That's not crystal. That's...
It's eucalyptus and mint.
Coconut.
Most popular.
Most popular.
Emollient. Stool softener.
So don't say pussy.
This is all developing really fast. We've recorded this a few days in advance. So what we're telling you now, you probably already know, and it's out of date already. So keep up to date on cdc.gov.
And
stay safe. Stay, you know, inside. Don't go into big gatherings.
And basically, it's like what you do after you get your pads out of the wash. You got to flatten the curve. You got to put on a couple pairs of tights. You got to stay home. Social distance.
You wash your pads? I've never tried that.
I don't wash my pads. Oof.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. This face. Why are you making that face? Because he did the one hand break.
Oh, yeah. Who's jerking off ghosts?
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
It's always darkest before the dawn, though.
That's tea. Mm-hmm. That's deep tea.
Dawn.
It's time that we go spelunking. Deep inside the DMs. Remember.
Remember, you can email.
Let's be that group with its one mind.
Remember
to
email your questions
and queries
to Chaser Podcast at gmail.com.
We crushed it.
An update on the Season bleeding 13. Hole of Atlanta cum dumpster from Seth.
All right. This was a very memorable message we got last week.
Because there was blood all over.
And he has sent a lovely update. He's the one with the bleeding anus, with the anus problems, with the rubber band around the growth.
Rubber band around
but,
the...
But this is not from him. This is from a listener who...
Why is it written in... Is that blood?
It's a follow-up. Okay. It's written in blood.
Blood. Anal blood.
Do you want to read it?
I only accept correspondence written in anal blood.
You should know this.
You know that. Yeah, I'll read it.
Thank you.
Let me preface. Hello, race chase. Oh, something just fell off my... A rhinestone just popped off my face.
All right, Raja O'Hara.
Did you see that?
All right, Raja O'Hara. Your rhinestone's right off your face.
It fell down my blouse. It brazed my nipple. Hello, race chasers, Alaska Von Thunderfuck, Willem Vella, and Dipper Snapper. Let me preface this by saying, sorry, no dick pics, such professional medical advice. I heard the latest hot goss where a listener wrote in regarding rectal bleeding after an encounter with two men. If there is a way you can pass this message on to him, I would appreciate it. I'm a gay doctor in LA, and yes, you mentioned he could have a rectal tear, fissure, or from his description, likely large internal hemorrhoids that were aggravated by anal sex. Mm-hmm. It seems that he is doing all the right things. The rubber banding he had done is just the first stop, and home care with creams, suppositories, and sitz baths are good. If it hurts, he should take acetaminophen as needed. Okay. With all that said, he needs to see a gay doctor or a colorectal surgeon. The colorectal surgeon is key because what he has likely needs advanced treatment. Not always surgery. He may even repeat the rubber band procedure. The rubber band man starts to bleed. There is a newer and great technique I refer my patients for called the Doppler method, where an ultrasound is used to find the blood vessels and cut off supply. It is very effective with good recovery time and outstanding results. Please, please let him know if he is going through is not... nut. Please let him know what he is going through is not uncommon, but should be taken care of as soon as possible by seeking advice. Thanks for all your podcast. It is very personal to me, as season 4 gave me the strength and courage to come out and be myself.
Aww.
Best, Dr. Seth.
Thank you, Dr. Seth. And Dipper, have you passed this on to the young listener? Who?
Yeah, I will. I just figured he would also hear it on this podcast.
Now, if you pass this on, the Doppler effect will be the Dippler effect. I was wondering...
The Dippler radar!
If Dr. Seth has any... anything he can help out with during this traumatic time, like injectables.
Light injectables. Filler, fat transfer.
Fillers.
Botulotoxin. Kybella.
If you'd like to sponsor the podcast, please do so.
Radius.
Rubber bands for our rectums. Anything helps at this time.
Hair follicle transfer.
Go to geocities.netscape/drag.
Yes. The next message is from Diane. Thank you, Diane. Greetings, distinguished panel of judges and Willem. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I am writing regarding some life advice, and I hope you'd be dears and provide some guidance. I am 29 years old, and I've recently applied to law school. Fingers crossed, divas. On top of the initial stresses this is causing, loans, quitting my full-time job, costs related to applying, my partner has expressed to me that he feels I am too old to begin this journey. Not necessarily that I am too old for the rigors of law school, but that I'm too old to put my life on hold while I pursue 3 years of rigorous study. In his opinion, I'm delaying dealing with the real world, and I'm using additional school as an excuse to quit a mundane job. He thinks I should have done this years ago directly out of college. Personally, this has always been a dream of mine, and I had no doubts about my decision until he told me his opinion. What do you think? Should I reconsider taking into consideration our current lifestyle and situation, or should I say fuck it and pursue my dreams regardless of the potential fallout? I truly would love to hear advice from both of you, as you are both my guiding lights in this cruel, cruel world. Yours truly, mes bons, Dion.
These are my bones, Dion.
Oh, I get it.
I think it's important to listen to his partner and figure out why his partner is saying this instead of...
I'm guessing.
What?
I think her name is her.
Oh, okay. Well, her. Whatever.
Diane.
I mean, it's kind of up in the air.
Not to get hung up on pronouns.
I think that...
Call her whatever pronouns you want.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't think that that it's helpful just saying that he should have done, she should have done it earlier, mm-hmm. or you need to know why the reasoning behind your partner's answers. Maybe they're worried about supporting both of you. Maybe mm-hmm. they're worried that you're going to go to school and meet younger people and not like you. There's so many reasons that you should figure out if you're going to stay in a relationship with this person. Mm-hmm. You need to figure this out, because 3 years is a long time, especially yeah. if they're going to be somehow like bearing the brunt of the household.
Yes. And that concern I can understand. If it's, you know, I'm going to have to be like working double time to support you through law school and I don't feel like doing that, that's valid. Him saying, I think you're too old and you should have done it and it's too late. It's like, no, you, if your long-term goal is to be a lawyer, then like you should figure out a way to do that with your partner in whatever way that's going to mean. Because age is like, I just started watching Project Runway. I know it's over. I know who won, but I just started watching it. And there's a woman on there and she's, I think, like 65. And she was like, you know, I was in this corporate job, but I wasn't fulfilled. And I said to myself, if I was young, what would I do and what would I pursue? And it would be fashion design. So she went to school later in her life for fashion design. And now she's on Project Runway. But I believe that. I think using age is an excuse that people use, and it's like, well, you did it and it, you didn't do it. We live in a time now where if it's your fucking dream to be a lawyer, girl, figure it out and you can do it. And you know what? You'll be a lawyer in a few years, so you can make it up to your husband.
Yeah.
Unless they do it.
Tyler writes in, Dear Willem, my South Philly princess, Alaska, and Big Dipper Wizwit. In this season's Race Chaser mm-hmm. photo shoot, Willem is gorgeously sporting a bejeweled Bob and Barbara's t-shirt. Mm. Bob and Barbara's is one of Philly's most legendary bars and the first place I ever saw a bucking twirling diva of drag.
Oh.
My request is simple. Willem, if you have a story, a tale, a yarn to weave about your time and to weave about a time your little tootsies graced the sticky floors of Bob and Barbara's, it would fulfill my grimy Philly wish. Switching things up with a meaty hole pick. Dive in, divas.
My God.
Well, it looks like all the hair is rubbed off the ball.
Rubbed off.
Friction rub.
Yeah. But the rest of the hair is unruly and wild. And I'd comment on the hole, but it's obscured.
Obscured.
By the
thick nest of glistening hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about Bob and Barbara's.
Well, Bob and Barbara's is this little establishment in Philly. It's a gay bar. Is it a gay bar? It might be a bar that does a gay night. I'm not sure if it is a full gay bar all the time. I used to sneak in. Some nights they would let me in. Some nights they wouldn't because I was 17 and then 18 after that. It's just the bar I would go to drink and
perform?
Watch drag, because like they had drag shows there. I never performed there.
Who'd you see? Do you remember anybody's names?
No, this was more than 15 years ago, less than 20 years ago.
Dancing Divas of Drag. I love those early moments. I mean, I was very like, well, what is this when I first saw drag performers?
Oh, I always knew I wanted to be it, like for sure.
You
but
said
like,
I want to be that mom.
I would get in drag or my version of drag to go to Bob and Barbara's to try to get in, because if you're in drag, it's harder for them to card you.
Right.
So I would just, it was cheap drinks and the floor is very, very sticky. Barely a stage to speak of. Yeah. The last time I went there, I think
floor shows.
Philly Pride, I think, was like 3 or 4 years ago, and I went, and just some queen, a house diva of some sort, very Darcelle. If you frequent the Parliament House,
love Darcelle.
She was shouting out people in the audience, and she said, "Here we got some people here." Blah 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 blah. There were a couple of us. She definitely called me William. And it was one of those, oh, well, let's get a picture. I don't watch the show, but It was one of those.
I don't watch the show. I've never seen it. But on episode 3, I love the outfit you wore, the top that you wore in the mini challenge.
Did you borrow that from Tatiana?
Oh, yes, yeah. I did. And I don't do it again.
Have you ever been to Bob and Barbara's?
I don't know. It sounds familiar, but I would have to like go there and see it.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one little place we did karaoke one night. I don't remember. I don't think it was. I don't know. Our next message is from Jack. Dear Alaska, Willem, and Big Dipster. I identify as sexually fluid, cis male. It took me a long time to find a term to define myself that actually felt right. I'm writing to you, Queens, because my friend who identifies as a gay cis male always introduces me as gay to people when we go out and doesn't take my legitimate interest in women seriously. It's happened for a few years and I'm beginning to get very bothered with it. What seems to be a denial or refusal of my sexual identity. I have never questioned his sexual identity. I've always just believed what he told me. I have the conversation about sexual fluidity all the time with heterosexual people, and 9 out of 10 of them are generally genuinely interested and ask questions that aren't stereotypical or rude. When I have brought things up to my friend in the past, it has turned into a Laganja-style, I feel very attacked moment. I have recently felt much more confident and self-loving in my queerdom, especially after Mardi Gras here in Australia, and I think that this is why this has begun to bother me more than it was in the past. Should I... Thanks for the podcast. It makes me my drive to work on Thursday and Saturday mornings much better. Every time someone says the word very, all I hear in my head is Jiggly saying Saint-Tropez, now after you discuss it on the pod. I've attached an explicit shot of my wang being enjoyed by a friendly gentleman whose name I never quite caught. It's average in size, but I've never had any complaints. Yours sincerely, sexually fluid in Sydney. Hope. Hopefully, a medium-level friend of the pod. It is shaved, bald.
Shaved, bald. Snatched back. Engorged. Peeled back.
And being serviced. That marsupial is out of its pouch.
The pubis looks to have a bit of a shadow. Like
pubis shadow?
The pubis.
Tell me there's a pubis shadow.
I didn't know what I was looking at first, but I had to turn the picture around, and then I realized that was a mouth, and that is a, it's not, those are lips or a dimple, maybe. Oh. That dot, is that a dimple?
Dimple.
Dimple. Dimples and dicks.
He's getting a blowjob.
I would say that if someone has to introduce you to their friends and the most interesting thing about you is your sexuality, you should tell them shut the fuck up. Be like, hey, listen, you that is not what you have to lead with. This is George, and he is, you know, there's more interesting things. Or yes. Just shut up and let people figure it out on their own. Don't fucking, you know, throw gasoline on his bed.
Yeah.
Courtney's coming.
What?
She decided to come.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay. How nice.
More drag queens. Just what we need in a crisis.
Oh, wonderfully camp. No, I understand. I mean, I guess it would feel really like not being seen and not being respected to have someone just like call you something that you're not. Like he identifies as sexually fluid. He has partners who are this and who are also that. And so to not feel seen by someone who's a friend of yours for a bunch of years, I can understand how it would be a little bit irksome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can have, I think you should tell your friend to listen to this pod. And we're going to tell that friend, be fucking respectful of your fucking cis friend who's sexually fluid. God damn it.
I agree. Now, this is from Kate. Twitter's new project.
From So Kate?
A pickle. Twitter's new product is called Fleet. I just really thought y'all should know that. Huh? How does Twitter have a product?
Twitter's creating stories, just like Instagram and then Facebook started stories.
With what? Words? Or like videos? Words?
Words that disappear in 24 hours.
Oh, that's stupid.
So instead of a tweet, it is called a fleet. like a fleeting moment.
Now, this begs the question, are there no gay people working over there? Or was a very clever gay person working over there who was like, this is so fucking taboo and fucking sickening. And Fleet is the name of the enemas that drag, that not drag queens, but that people who douche their asshole use. They're called Fleet enemas.
I mean, also drag queens, one yes. that you're looking at.
The first thing stage. That comes to our mind when we hear Fleet is fucking douching. So either they are tone deaf or they know that we're going to talk about it, which we are right now, which is the only reason that we would be talking about it, is that it's something funny that only gay people know about. I don't know. If you work at Twitter and you are gay, let us know. Next message is from Jess. Hey, dolls. Over the past year, I've been getting more and more into piercings. Love them. What do you have pierced? I know Willem has ears and Alaska not, but anything else? Any fave piercing locations to see on a person? Any plans to get more pierced? Thanks for your friend, deep friend, your deep friend, Jess. Well,
I've had my taint pierced. Oof. I liked it. It was right where it was a barbell. Once it healed,
oof.
And it was right where the prostate is. Like if you're pressing and it's right there. So literally I could sit on that stool or any stool and just rock back and forth and like feel your prostate get like massaged. Not enough to like come.
Nice.
But like it's enough to amuse yourself while you're working a 9-to-5, which I was at the time because I was fucking the piercer who worked next door to this coffee shop that I worked at when I was 17.
Oh, nice.
Ears. That's it. Ears. No. Oh, nipples. I pierced my own nipple in 9th grade so I could get sent home from school because I was wearing a white shirt and I knew it would bleed a lot.
Oh, wow.
Because I had pierced it like 2 nights before at the beach and it was like I did a little too far back and it was a bleeder. So I re-pierced it. It bled a lot. Got sent home from school. Then I re-pierced them both professionally using my sister's ID. and then I re-pierced them again. Later, and then I had to take everything out when I got lipo. You're not allowed to have metal in your body when you have surgery, usually.
Oh, okay.
And then I haven't done anything since.
Wow.
I wanted to do my nose, but I'm afraid of getting a keloid.
Yeah.
Because Anthony got a keloid. Mm. And, like, they're usually rare in Caucasian people.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if he got it.
Did he have a ring or a septum?
He had a stud in his nostril and he got a keloid around it.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's not corona, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he took it out, the keloid went away, and he did it again, another keloid. So I was like, maybe you shouldn't pierce that.
Yeah.
It looks like you pierced a fucking mole.
Yeah.
Because that's what it turned into. But whatever.
I'm thinking of getting my ears pierced again so I can wear like proper earrings. I mean, why not? I don't know. When I'm going to do that at this point, probably not anytime soon.
On your Twitch drag show.
Right. Just do it with a potato and a safety pin. I used to have both my ears pierced. I used to have my cartilage pierced on the left.
I had that too, yeah.
I used to have my labrae pierced.
What's labrae?
It's this thing right in the center.
You did? You were a scene queen?
Yeah, I was such a scene queen.
Word.
Yeah, I think it was in college that I did that. And I also had my left nipple pierced, which I worked in an office at the time, and it was very, like, sensitive right after I got it done. And it was, like, under my shirt, so it felt very, like, taboo. Like, oh, my God, nobody knows that I have this fucking piece of throbbing metal.
Yeah. Buffalo Billing about.
But I love, yeah, I think piercings are cool.
Hmm.
I just don't have any right now.
Do you have any piercings, Dip?
No.
You're just like cringing over here while we're talking about it. I think you don't like them. Like,
poking through my body.
The only meat you want to see pierced is a kebab.
Yes, ma'am.
From Cuba. Hello, Alaska Willem and Big Dipper Tina, who I recently found out is a piping hot individual.
Ooh, somebody likes you.
They want to dip into the dip. I'm writing to you from Poland, and since you ladies are the most reliable queer newscast, okay. I'm hoping that this message will get to race chasers all around the world. It's the third day of our quarantine in our country, and people start to act a little bit crazy. All the schools, universities, museums, and cinemas are closed. Today, mm-hmm. they decide to close restaurants and coffee shops. People start to hoard food and other supplies, like buying 96 rolls of toilet paper or getting any groceries with a long expiry date, like grains. The massive panic is getting a little bit out of hand. For real, today I visited my friend, and instead of bringing her wine, I bought her 3 boxes of rice, since she couldn't get it in any in a nearby shop. My question is, since I need something to get my mind off the impending doom, what TV shows do you recommend to binge watch? Stay safe, dolls. Cuba. P.S. I wish I could send you a dick pic, but socio-political climate is hard to get hard.
Wow.
What have you been watching? Anything?
The Simpsons.
Oh, always a positive. I've been watching a lot of Bob's Burgers.
Okay, nice.
I watched Bob's Burgers, and then I watched something else, too. It was really good. Oh, Fuck, That's Delicious.
Fuck, That's
Delicious. It's this rapper named Action Bronson, who's like an amazing rapper.
Yeah.
And like his little posse traveling around all the world, going to all these places. It's really great.
Work.
What have you been watching, Dip? Have you found any TV time? Other than the time with the TVs here.
I've been watching old movies. Like, I just watched Tu Wong Fu again.
What about Contagion?
No! No!
Mom's Mabley.
I've heard that it's very similar to what's going on right now, and I think I'm gonna watch it.
I did start watching American Horror Story this season, where they were like apocalyptic, mm-hmm. and I shut it off because
far too much.
It was a little. Sarah Paulson was a little arch in all of her delivery, and I was like, "Girl,
arch,
like an
too arch for
she's
me."
She's very arch.
She was playing it a little arch for me.
She
but...
was playing it broad and archy. I was turned off by that, so I stopped watching that. But I can't think of it. Oh, I watched Eastsiders, a little bit of that.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is all on Netflix.
Yeah. I just started Project Runway, as I mentioned, the new one, the new season. It's great.
So much to talk about.
And there's lots of Simpsons, which is why I like it, because it's all on Disney Plus, every single episode over like 30 years. So
I've been watching SNL a lot too.
Oh, good.
Because that's easy to catch up on. And
hang in there, Cuba.
Yeah, you could do it.
From James. Hello there, Alestra, Wilburn, and Doppelturnblad. Sorry, I had my autocorrect stuck on Big Dipper mode. Oh, my God. Coming for you so. I was just wondering if you had heard that the newly elected president of Argentina has a drag queen for a son, Alberto Fernandez, who was just elected back in November, has been openly supportive of his son, Estanislao, who goes by the drag name Deezy. She is apparently a big deal in the Argentine drag scene. Even before the election, Fernandez had said about his son, "I have pride in my son. How can I not be proud? My son is a rights activist in that community. I would worry if my son was a criminal, but he is a great man." While there is still anti-gay bullying in Argentina, same-sex marriage is legal and is a leading nation in Latin America for LGBTQ rights. Oh, that's amazing. Here's a few articles about this, as well as a link to Dizzy's Instagram, and of course, some pictures of my penis for your inspection at DYHZY. Much love, James. That's so cool.
That is great. I'm looking her up right now.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
DHDYHZY. The verified.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Gorge, too.
I wanna...
Gorgentines.
Gorgentine.
So lovely.
DYHZY.
DYHZY. Really great with makeup.
Very pretty. Very lovely.
Thanks for letting us know about this, James. I just followed her.
Body out.
Body.
Bodied.
Figure.
She's living. Face. She's like the Aquaria of the South.
I thought that a little bit, too.
Very stunning. Very lovely. Thank you for sharing that. We stand and we support, for sure.
Someone told me something funny about a South American queen. They posted something about... the most awarded drag queen in the world, or the most famous or something.
Pablo?
Well, someone was posting about Rue, and a fan account posted, well, actually, Pablo's beaten you. And here's all of his awards and XYZ and XYZ. And he was blocked by RuPaul. Because we know that that's her favorite button. And they sent me a screenshot of that. And I was like, I do not need to participate in this constant egging on of RuPaul.
I mean, you can't quantify who is the most famous this or that, because it's not just about numbers on a social media platform. It's about a broader thing. And we don't know that information. It's not quantifiable.
Mm-mm.
RuPaul says it to be cunty because, you know, why not? You have a fucking TV show that everybody watches and you're the host of it. So why not? You can throw that around.
Are you talking about my Quibi show?
I am the most famous and influential drag queen in the world.
Maybe we can get you on sometime. Thank you so much for listening to all the hot goss. Please send us your questions, your racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Good questions. Paper towels and toilet paper get nudity.
We're calling nudity priority at this time. Nudity priority
nudity
at this
priority.
Time. I'm sorry, are you nudity priority?
I think you have a jacket on.
We have also bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. You can sign up to be a patron and you can support us and just search using the hashtag #RaceChaser and you can watch whatever videos you want. And now is the time to do it.
Watch them. Follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, and @RaceChaserPod. And we will be back next week with more
piping, steaming,
scalding,
boiling.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.